Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Eric Berger, a senior space writer for Ars Technica. I recommend following the reporting very carefully because SpaceX rolls on. However, right now we're getting to where we are with the book Reentry that Eric publishes to help us understand, after Falcon 1's success in the Pacific, after Elon Musk becomes a success with Tesla, SpaceX is punching way above its weight. However, it knows in order to win, to get to Mars, that's the idea here, not to get to low Earth orbit, not even to get to the moon, to get to Mars with a colony, 1 million tons. It needs power. And one of the ways you get power in a space engine is something called densification. What is that, Eric?
Well, densification is the idea that you take your liquid oxygen, which is already, so liquid oxygen is oxidizer, right? To make a fire, you need oxygen. And so as part of a rocket engine's combustion, you need oxygen. And long ago, you know, it was realized that if you could take oxygen and cool it down to be a liquid, it would be much more efficient because you'd get much more bang for your buck in terms of the amount of oxidizer you could put on your rocket in terms of mass and volume. Well, what Elon wanted to do, and really this was his vision, he was driving this forward against the recommendations of almost everyone in the industry, was to take that liquid oxygen and chill it further. And so we're talking about, you know, almost minus 300 degrees Fahrenheit. And if you chilled it further, you could actually make it more dense. So you could put 10 to 12% more liquid oxygen, densified liquid oxygen on the rocket than you could like a traditional rocket. Now, 10 or 12% may not sound like much, but that makes a big difference in terms of the efficiency of your rocket and the payload it can get to orbit, because you're shaving, you know, thousands or tons, literally tons of mass off the propellant side that you can then put into payload into orbit. And so, you know, no one had really tried to do this densification. NASA had looked at it several times in the past and rejected it as being too impractical or unsafe. But here was SpaceX coming along. Now, they just had the failure in June of 2015, and they decided that their next rocket was going to be an upgraded version, Falcon 9 full thrust, and one of the elements was going to be this densification. So they're not only coming back from a failure trying to return to launch, they're doing so with this really kind of advanced technology of densifying the liquid oxygen and kerosene on board the vehicle.
You note how they're skipping beta again. Okay, now we go to the barge, because the barge is not a minor detail. The vision here is not to is to land the booster and recover it, bring it back, refurbish it within X number of hours and days, and use again. So it's not enough to get into orbit. It's not enough to deliver your contract to NASA. It's not enough to have a company that works very well in the science reporting. And you've got thousands of young people working for you at this time. You've got to do something like land on a barge. And that, I mean, the idea, let's rent an old barge from New Orleans, okay? Let's float it out into the Gulf of Mexico. And on a stormy day, when you've got 5 or 10 foot swells, let's land a rocket on it with fins, and if it splashes and blows up, we'll just wash it off and try it again. Did I pretty much nail that's what they were planning?
Yeah, they beat the heck out of the first barge. They slammed a lot of rockets into it as they were trying to figure out how best to line up the rocket with the ship. That's for sure.
Yes, I mean, you're coming back from space. You describe the return of a Falcon 9 is 9 Dixie cups coming back in, not aerodynamic. Okay. And you're landing on a barge that's moving, and you're landing there in a fashion that allows you to rock on your struts, right? There are 3 struts on, and then you've got to lock it down because it's moving. I mean, it's, you know, tossed in the waves. Then you've got to haul it back to land it, take it off, and a rocket booster, as I learned from Eric, is very light. And you know how you crush a soda can? Well, it's even easier to crush a rocket. Do I say that correctly?
Yes. When it's not pressurized, it's very easy, susceptible to bending and crushing.
Yes, and doesn't have crickets inside. Okay, so they've got to do all this, and they're not successful in the first several tries, but they keep at it. That's the second thing they've invented. One more thing they've invented now is the idea of, we've got densification, we've got landing on the barge. You mentioned the Falcon 9 full thrust. What is that a product of? Better avionics? Better wiring?
It's a whole revamp of the rocket. And so you've got entirely upgraded engines to get more thrust. You've got the densified propellant to take care of, to improve the efficiency of the vehicle. You have landing legs. You have upgraded avionics to really control the landing of the vehicle. And so basically, it's just a rebuild of the rocket from top to bottom, from all the lessons they learned from the first two versions of the Falcon 9.
So they still call it Falcon 9, but it's 3.0 or 4.0. We're headed to 5.0 eventually. So they've got these three elements all together, and they're going to go back into space. They're going to return to space after the accident. And when we come back, Pad 13 at Cape Canaveral, Eric Berger is the author. The book is Re-entry, SpaceX, Elon Musk, and the Reusable Rockets That Launched a Second Space Age.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.